parole. Ciao a tutti, siamo Diletta, Camilla e Sisco da Radio Jeans. Sisco, una ragazza che fa parte del progetto di Intercultura e ci illustrerà un po' come si trova qui in Italia, come vive questa esperienza e vi lascio all'intervista che abbiamo deciso che sarà totalmente in inglese e magari io farò da interprete. No, scherzavo. Camilla, where are you from?
I'm from Finland.
You came from Finland, it's in North Europe.
That's right.
Okay. So you're taking part to an intercultural project. So what kind of project is it?
So it's basically this AFS program that takes children from original countries and sends them to another location for maybe a month or half a year or whole year, 10 months, like me.
So why did you choose Italy? What kind of things inspired you to choose Italy?
Well, there are many things that inspired me to come to Italy, but most of the biggest thing that made me choose Italy was maybe the movie Eat, Pray, Love, because, well, it shows a little bit of Italy and it's beautiful. And I've been here for 4 times before this, and I love Italy. But I was studying Spanish and I wanted to go to Spain, but then again, they didn't have enough space for me, so I had to choose another place, and I was thinking, well, I don't want to go to South America, so I will choose Italy.
Okay, and what kind of difference you find between Italy and Finland? I think that they are so different in culture or such as music or something like that. What are the main differences between Italy and Finland?
Well, first of all, language. They're both very different from each other because Italian comes from Latin and Finnish comes from nowhere. It's similar to nothing. And the school things, everything, cultural differences. It's weird because we're both, Italy and Finland are both countries in Europe, but they're so different from each other. Like, people in Italy, they're like open and they laugh and they come to talk to you. In Finland, they will cross their arms. They don't look to you directly in your eyes and they don't talk to you. They're just cold people. And then one of the main differences is also the food. Like, Italians, they eat a lot. In Finland, if you eat, it's kind of like, okay, now we're eating, now we do something else. But in Italy, you focus only on eating. If you have day free, you just think about, what do we eat next? What do we eat now? Where do we eat now? And it takes maybe 2 hours, 4 hours, sometimes more. In Finland, you just eat, then you're ready to leave the table. Yeah. And it's still a big shock for me to be in here and eat so much.
So do you prefer Finnish food or Italian food?
Oh my God, can I even answer to that? Because, okay, Italian food, it's maybe the best in the world. It is the best in the world because, well, you have lasagna, you have pasta, you have pizza, you have everything, especially pizza. Italian pizza is the best ever. And
Sarzana, figuriamoci un attimo, sento tirata in causa la pizza napoletana perché, cioè, lasciamo stare. Sisko, qual è la tua canzone preferita in Finlandia?
Uh-oh, canzone preferita in Finlandia. Can I answer in English? Yeah, I know. I will say Olen suomalainen, which is translated to Io sono finlandese. And it's also, it comes from the song All'Italiano. Questa. We translated it into Finnish and it's kind of like our national song right now.
Interessante. Vorresti dedicare una canzone al pubblico che ci sta ascoltando?
Actually, I could dedicate this song that I was just talking about. This, because I have a version for you that you can listen, and it has the both versions, in Italian and in Finlandese.
On pojan tähden alla, tää koti mulla mainen, mä elämästä laulan, olen suomalainen. Oi, jospa tietäisivät maailmalla, mitä voikaan olla taivaan alla. On täällä kansa, jonka kyyneleistä aikaan saisi aika monta valtamerta. On täällä monta yksinäistä, mutta niin paljon kiellettyä rakkautta. Itse teisiitä riitä kertojaksi taulut, eikä ikävöivät lemmen laulut. On täällä elämä raskasta työtä, ja siinä harvemmin on onni myötä, sen tietää vain yksin suomalainen. On pojan tähden alla, tää koti mulla mainen. Mä elämästä laulan, sillä onhan suomalainen. Mä rakkaudesta laulan, on siinä mies ja nainen. Pohjan tähden alla, elää suomalainen.
Buongiorno Italia che non si spaventa e con la crema da barba lamenta, con un vestito gessato sul blu e l'amo viola la domenica in TV. Buongiorno Italia col caffè ristretto, le calze nuove nel primo cassetto, con la bandiera in tintoria, una 600 giù di carrozzeria.
On täällä elämä raskasta työtä, ja siinä harvemmin on onni myötä, sen tietää vain yksin suomalainen.
Lasciatemi cantare con la chitarra in mano, lasciatemi cantare una canzone piano piano. Lasciatemi cantare, perché ne sono fiero, sono un italiano vero.
Pojan tähden alla, tää koti mulla mainen. Mä elämästä laulan, sillä onhan suomalainen. Mä rakkaudesta laulan, on siinä mies ja nainen. Pojan tähden alla, elää suomalainen.
Do you like come to school with us?
Well, you first said, do you like to come to school? Then you made a pause, and then you said, with us. I like to come to school with you, but I don't like to come to school. Because, well, no one likes the school, of course. Even, well, no one. In any country, you just don't like the school. So, of course, I don't like to come to school. But the people here are so nice, and teachers and students, I like them. Everything, except studying. But I like to come to meet people.
Our school is different from the Finnish school. In what?
In everything, I think. It's okay. My school in Finland, it's high school, like kind of like this one. But in high school, we don't focus on one thing like tourism or languages. We study everything. Everything you just start studying and then you have to study. Like I study languages, history, religion, mathematics, everything. And here you just have the same timetable for all the year. We change it after 2 months. First you study these things, then after 2 months you study these things, and then you study these things, and yeah, something like that. And what else is there different? Well, the classrooms here, they are kind of large compared to Finnish. There are so many people in one classroom. I don't know anymore.
In Finland, do you change class every hour, or do you stay in the same class for all the morning?
We change the classroom, we change the teacher, we change the people who we study with. We change everything. Almost forgot that in Italy you don't have the breaks during the between the what are these lessons? Like you have 5 minutes to time to the teacher to change the classroom, but we have 15 minutes time to do something, to study, change the classroom for us. And then you don't have lunch break, or it's only 10 minutes. You go bathroom or to eat something. We have half an hour. You go to lunch. You can go home if you're living near, or you can go to lunch somewhere else. No, we change. Yes. So the school buildings, they're big because every teacher has their own place to be.
So Cisco, talk about your favorite singer or your favorite band music.
Okay, I don't actually have a favorite singer, or maybe it's Alexander Rybak from Norway, who won Eurovision Song Contest in 2009. But from Finland, okay, we Finnish, we always say that nothing good comes from Finland, so we say from the music too. But if I go and ask from Italians, do you know this and this from band or singer, they usually do. Like Terasmus is Finnish. This is kind of shock for everyone who knows Terasmus, because everyone thinks it's American. Then Nightwish, Son of the Arctica, it's kind of popular, and even she knows it. Him. Yeah, we have some shockers in our country. We don't like them. It's a pity, because we in Finland, we do make good music, but we don't like them at all. Him. I don't don't actually know about them so much because, well, this is a band from Finland and it's been popular for 10 years, maybe 15 years. Even in America, they make kind of like pop rock music. Yes, some songs from them, I can even sing them, but some I don't care about them. Because the guy who sings, Ville Valo, I don't actually like him. He's kind of like, no one likes him. Or if people like him, he's kind of like the biggest star ever. But people who don't like him, he's kind of like the biggest snail thing ever.
Nightwish, the best band in Finland ever. Nightwish, okay, from Finnish bands, they are my absolute favorite band. They make so emotional music, like this song that I chose, the Icelander. It's, I don't understand the words, but everything in this song, it's so amazing. Nightwish is just music. You just can concentrate on the music, and Nightwish makes the best music ever.
Yeah,
the Rasmus, one of the most famous things.
Yeah,
I know. In these days, I think they are breaking up. They are not so popular anymore. And the lead singer, I don't remember his name, but he's kind of like doing his own show all the time. But they have been a huge thing over the years. And like the song that I chose, In the Shadows, it's also in SingStar, I think Finnish hits or something like that. And it's very beautiful. The lead singer, he has a very nice voice. And their music also emotional, not like Nightwish, who make like really emotional music, but they make... They can talk to the people. You can understand the lyrics of the song from Rasmus and from him, but not from Nightwish. You just listen to it and you don't understand anything.
Behind long ago. So long ago.
Then we have Lordi, which became a huge thing in Finland and also in Europe 2006, because that was the year when Finland won Eurovision Song Contest. Okay, so 2006 was a big year for everyone. For us, it was the biggest thing after the thing when we won Sweden on hockey in 1995. But when Lordi won, every Finn went just crazy and they just started singing hard rock hallelujah all the time. And it became kind of like our national pride, this song and this band. Although now they have problems, their drummer just died and they're breaking up. But still, whenever we hear the song hard rock hallelujah or name Lordi, we just feel the pride that we got from winning the first time in Finnish history Eurovision Song Contest.
About the Finnish music, and do you know some Italian singer? Do you like the Italian music? So what kind of idea you have about the Italian music?
I don't actually know a lot of Italian singers or bands. I don't know any bands actually. I just know Tiziano Ferro, Laura Pausini, Zucchero, and that's kind of like all, because my host parents, because here I live in family, my host parents, they don't like to listen Italian music. Although I would like to listen to it, I would like to know about them more. So it's kind of like, I don't know anything. I just know that, okay, there was this big Sanremo thing.
Sanremo was a very big festival, an important festival.
Yeah, I also saw that. We watched a little bit of it, and I was like, oh my god, what is this? Is this the biggest song thing in Italy? Oh my god, I don't want to watch this anymore. It was nice to hear something like music. At least they had a whole orchestra in there behind the thing, play the music. I like that. I like the thing that there was a guy who was leading the band and all that things.
We spoke about Italian and Finland people and Finnish people. So would you recommend the similar experience such as Intercultura or some project like that to any one of us, maybe in Finland?
Of course in Finland. Of course everyone should come to Finland, but just everyone who has a feeling that I should go somewhere for a month, for a year, they should go for anything like this. Even Interrail, something. Just everyone, go if you have a chance and come to Finland.
I'd like to come to Finland. It's too cold now in Finland.
35 minus nothing. Only 35.
Do you like to do again this kind of experience, maybe in Italy or in other places?
Actually, I have been in Norway already, and before this in Italy. In Norway it was 3 weeks of camp, and in Italy it was 2 weeks of interchange, like be 2 weeks in one family and then the person from this family comes to your country. So, well, this year it feels like it's too long for me, but after maybe a month that I've been in Finland, I'm starting to feel like that I should go again.
And do you like to visit another place? What is your favorite place after Italy, maybe, or Finland?
So beautiful place. Also, well, I've been in India, I've been in France, I've seen a lot. Also, I've traveled a lot, yes. Yeah, and I liked, in France, we were in this abbey called Taize for five days. We were just praying there, relaxing. It was beautiful. Taize is a beautiful place. And in Norway, just 3 weeks in Norway, and I just fell in love with it, simply.
I've been in Australia. Would you like to go in Australia?
I think the flight would be too scary for me because I'm afraid of flying. But Australia, yeah, one of the places I should go sometime. Did you like it?
I fell in love with all the people in Australia, so I love Australia. I'd like to come back soon in Australia to visit my Australian family. So I think that you can do this kind of travel. Also, if the flight is so long, yeah, we took 19 hours from Milan to Melbourne, so it was too long.
Until I'm done with finding the answer.
I asked in Facebook from my Finnish friends that what kind of music would you like to play for another person who's not from your country, and almost all of them they started saying to me like songs that are like national songs, like
folkloristic song.
Yeah, like in Finland we don't dance like salsa or tango. We dance polka and humppa. And so I have this one song, Säkkijärven polka. It's dedicated to the lost lands of Finland. We had a fight with Russia and so on, and how sad it is to lose the precious land and precious country parts and so on. But it's our national pride to sing and dance to these kind of songs.
Would you like to dedicate a song to our listener?
Yes.
Kaunina muistona Karjalamaa, mutta vieläkin syömässä soinahtaa, kun soittajan sormista kuulossa
Säkkijärven polkkaa.
Se polkka taas menneitä mieleen tuo, ja se outoa kaiputa rintaan luo. Ei soittaja haitarin soida suo.
Säkkijärven polkkaa, nuoren ja vanhan se tanssiin vie.
Ei sille polkalle vertailee,
sen kanssa on vaikka Miiron tie. Säkkijärven polkkaa.
Siinä on lipplatuslaineitten,
siinä on huojunta honkien.
Karjala soi, kaikki tietää sen.
Säkkijärven polkka.
Tyttöni kanssani tanssi, kun polkkani herkästi helkähtää. Voi hevosurko ja hammasta purkoon, kun silloin ihmeesti suurempi pää. Tule tyttöni kanssani tanssi, niin meillä on riemu ja sopinänsä.
Säkkijärvi se meiltä on pois, mutta jäi toki sentään polkka. Kun rakkaat rannat on jääneet
taan, niin... There is this one band called Rajaton. It means limitless. They don't have any instruments their own, so they just sing all the time with different voices and so on. And they have this one song called Rocky Road, or in Finnish Kivinen tie. And I think this represents my experience in here, and for all the rocky roads ahead from the travelers and anyone who has ever dreamed of anything. And it's kind of emotional song, I love this. Minä omistan tämän kappaleen Radio Jeansin kuuntelijoille.
Sitä nyt, kun aika on mennyt, huudat sen perään, mitä ei ollutkaan. Kaikki on jo poissa, aika ja minä, Kivinen tiesi, vain jäljelle jäi. Raskas pitää, huutosi kaikuvat vain takaisin itseesi, Kivinen tie vain jäljelle jää. Ai ai, se palaa aina mieleeni uudestaan. Ai ai, ja
la la.
ringraziamo Camilla e Sisko per questa intervista. Volete salutare?
Salutiamo tutti quelli che ci hanno ascoltato e speriamo che abbiano capito qualcosa in inglese. Sisko ce l'ha messa tutta, ma l'italiano non l'abbiamo ancora imparato per bene, eh Sisko?
But I can speak in Finnish. Io t'anchito scalchi la cuda, le ho e la ya. Na che min.
Capito? Avete capito qualcosa? Adesso siamo noi che ci freghiamo, il finlandese non sappiamo. E da Radio Arzela Sound è tutto, grazie per averci ascoltato e ciao. And taste the blame if the flavor should remind you of greed, of the implication, insinuation, and ill will till you cannot lie still in all this turmoil before red cape and foil come closing in for a kill. Avete ascoltato?
Arzela Sound, la radio di Gigi.